Hey yo, and here we go, another episode of We Talk Music on the Air and In Your Ear. Once again, I'm Martin, and with me is the king of the casters, Mr. Brett Podcast. And Brett, let's not waste any time. Let's get right to our fantastic guest.
That's right. We have a super talented singer. You know, she plays instruments. She does artwork. It's fantastic. She's Georgia Vanni. Georgia, how are you?
Hi, guys. I'm pretty good. Thank you.
Well, we're super happy to have you on, you know, because you've got this fantastic new song, Lead For Me. And so why don't you tell us about it?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me here. I'm so excited to talk to you as well. And,
Lead For Love. Why did I screw that up?
Oh, it's fine. Don't worry about it. Bleed For Love is it's a song that is very important to me. And I think that, like, it's very important for the whole record that my husband, Joshua Seftigan, and I are going to put out very soon. Because I think that, like, it really contains the message that I want to give to the world as an artist, you know, as a female artist, you know, in this music industry, which is pretty much, you know, to really establish yourself and your identity as an individual. And, you know, it can be in a relationship, but, you know, as well as in the world, you know, try to like, really be who you are instead of what people want you to be. You know, in my experience, it's been very frustrating, you know, having to prove your worth or, you know, having to please, you know, people or whatever the idea that they have of you. And especially, you know, as an artist, because, you know, what we love to do in our life, I guess, is really expressing ourselves. So it's important, you know, to really be truthful to that.
Well, obviously you have – oh, go ahead, Brett.
No, go ahead. That's fine.
No, obviously you have so many artistic ways that you express yourself. I mean, we've seen that you play multiple instruments as well as sing, and the artwork, modeling, all these different things. And the music video contains an awful lot of symbolism to it. So the music video, who directed it? How was it put together? What was your role in the creation artistically of the music video?
Yeah, so as far as the music video, actually, we were supposed to have a crew coming and shooting it, but, you know, with the coronavirus situation, we weren't able to do that. So eventually it was just me and Joshua. We just went out to Canyon Country and, you know, we started shooting. He kind of, you know, he directed the video mostly, and then I literally had to, self-teach my, I literally have to, like, learn how to use Adobe Premiere on my own. I had to do, like, the work of a few years in a week, but, you know, it was worth it. And, you know, it was actually pretty cool to be able to have control, you know, over the whole editing part, because, as you said, there's a lot of symbolism, you know, and I was happy to be able to, you know, be there, you know, first person and, you know, try to get all that messages in there.
Well, this is, you know, especially right now with everything that's going on, I mean, it's impacted you especially so greatly. I mean, with your family being over in Italy and then you being in the United States. So, I mean, besides that, it's also got this whole element of your music and you having to go out and, you know, shoot your music video. So, I mean, you know, how hard is it? Has it been for you?
Well, so you mean like emotionally or practically speaking? Because, I mean, it's been like... Yeah, it's been hard both, you know, it's been hard in both cases, you know, emotionally speaking. I think that, you know, everybody didn't really see this pandemic coming. And, you know, as you said, having my family in Italy, I had them frontline because my mother works in a pharmacy. My sister is a thoracic surgeon. So they were like literally seeing everything, you know, and I was here and nothing was happening here yet. So I knew ahead of time what was going to happen here. So, you know, that was already like a lot of, you know, a little bit traumatic, I would say. And, you know, not being able like to travel back there yet is kind of like, But, you know, at the same time, we had the music coming out and, you know, that of course is extremely exciting. You know, where do you even begin? People start, you know, having access to what you've been doing, what you've been working on. So that's been like very much like the up part of everything. And practically speaking, it's been like another adventure because, you know, like the music industry, I think, is been seeing a real shift since this virus has started. You know, there's no live shows anymore. You know, clubs are closing down. I'm literally getting emails, you know, about clubs trying to raise money to, you know, keep them going. And that's really sad. I mean, where to even begin with. And so, you know, we had to figure out what we were going to do with everything because my husband, Joshua, has his own production facility and his own record label, which is called Copper Room Records. And we have all these artists, they now are about to come out. And, you know, we literally had like to sit down and go like, okay, so what are we going to do now? So, you know, we decided to just, you know, drop everything that we got and, you know, keep pursuing music, you know, through promotions and everything. And then hopefully we're gonna put together a streaming platform to start streaming, you know, several artists, you know, more famous one and also like the upcoming one through the record label. So, you know, hard but exciting at the same time. It's a lot of work.
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of a lot of work, just to go back to the music video, and you said you had to, you know, you learned Adobe yourself. So we talk about the symbolism and the different things in there. Why did you choose those images? What do they mean to you, some of the different images? If people were to go back and look at it, what would you tell them to highlight? What does it mean? You know, everything from the images, the fire burning and all these different things to you flipping us the bird as you walk away from the camera in the end.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you probably noticed like there's a lot of, you know, like there's a lot of these sort of like ink, you know, falling into water. I really wanted to get the imagery of, you know, the essence of bleeding, you know, for love. But also I didn't want it to be like something too strong because, you know, there's a lot of people out there, especially, you know, during the quarantine who are suffering, you know, with maybe depression or this type of problem. So I didn't really want to access, you know, themes that could have been, you know, taken in the wrong way. So I really wanted to do something that like was conveying the message, but kind of in a subtle way, you know, not too explicit. And, you know, there's, I really like during the solo that Mark Slaughter played, you know, the rose whose petals, you know, start falling off, because sometimes when you're trying to be somebody else, you know, somebody that doesn't represent yourself, you're kind of like dying a little bit inside, you know, like maybe like how do you say, on the surface, right, which is the reason why I picked the flower, because it's very like beautiful. So on the surface you might look okay, but then inside you're like you're a little dying. And yeah, the fire is, you know, absolutely the passion that is burning inside of you when you actually commit to yourself, when you commit to your art, when you commit to, you know, accepting yourself with your flaws and at the same time knowing that there's still room for improvement. So, yeah, and, you know, overall, especially during the solo part, we wanted to get something a little more psychedelic, because I really wanted like the solo to get delivered in the right way. So, you know, like sometimes, you know, like you want like the imagery to respect what you're actually listening. Otherwise, that's going to take away from the song a little bit. So I didn't want to be too much in the picture during the guitar solo, because, you know, nowadays guitar solos are becoming, you know, less and less. So I really wanted it, you know, to sound strong and like be represented well, I think.
And the final image of you walking away, what does that mean? What are you saying? Oh, when you're...
Well, you know, that was kind of like, you know.
Just a little attitude.
Yeah, a little attitude. Yeah, yeah. You know, it's a little bit of Italian attitude, if you want to put it that way, you know. It makes me think about my grandma a little bit, you know, like she's always flipping people off in the car.
Nice.
It's just so Italian. And you know what?
That's awesome.
You know what? Yeah, it's just like, you know, just let it out. You know, sometimes you just got to let it out. Fuck it.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean?
Perfect.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, you to mention Mark Slaughter, and I mean, I think he's done an amazing job on this. There's no, like, most of the time you think of Mark as a singer, but I mean, he's done such a great job on the guitar work here. So how is it that that your collaboration with Mark came about?
Yeah, well, Joshua and Mark actually grew up together and played together when they were kids in school and back in Las Vegas. And, you know, Josh and I have been working on the song, and he really wanted a kick-ass guitar track and immediately thought about Mark, you know. As you said, he's very well known for, you know, his vocals and everything, but he's actually, like, a very great guitar player. He actually used to give guitar lessons as well. He's just so talented. And, you know, it was very nice to be able to work with him on this track, as well as Jesse Vasquez on bass, another very talented bass player. And I really think that it brought the track to life. You know, I put down my scratch guitars, and then eventually I put down my electric guitars, and it was able to design like these beautiful counterparts to my guitars. You know, kind of like breathing a little more. And you know, I think that like the mix really helped bring them up. And then I don't know, they just married together so well. And he is actually working also on, he's actually worked also on the rest of the record that is gonna come out in a little bit. We're gonna release another single probably like in a month or so, something like that. And Mark actually also worked on Seven Angels, which is Josh's band that is on pre-release today. So they're gonna release their first single on the 17th of July.
So yeah, busy, you busy know, time.
Yeah, it's interesting. Mark Slaughter, he really does have one of the greatest voices in hard rock history, I think. And do you talk to him about vocals? Did he have any advice or teaching you? What about your own vocal history? Have you taken lessons? What do you do? Take care of your voice, that type of thing.
Yeah. I actually asked Mark to get lessons. You know, it's been like a little hard. Josh and I were supposed to travel to Nashville. We were actually planning on going back there, but you know, once again, you know,
yeah.
everything just came and screwed with our plans. So we kind of had to adjust to that. And yeah, definitely talk to him about it. I also have, I've been taking lessons with vocal coach Amy Keys. You know, she's a very, very talented singer. You know, she was just at NAMM show. The summer NAMM show, she was singing with, I don't remember right now, but you know, she's so incredible. And then also Rosemary Butler, she's been like with Linda Ronstadt forever. She's so incredible. Yeah, and
I
practice
every day.
Not a
bad name to drop.
No, absolutely. But you know, I totally practice every day. You know, you always got to keep your voice healthy, especially you know, looking forward to being able to perform live again. You know, I really want to be in great shape because I'm dying to go play live right now. So I really want to give people all that I got.
I think a lot of people are really dying to get out there and play live. There's no question about it.
I miss live music so much at this point. I can't even tell you.
I know. They were talking like, I'm so depressed about it.
I know.
They're talking like about opening venues and like watching concerts from the cars.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, that's right. The drive-in music concerts. Yeah, it's an interesting thought. Like, I mean, hey, whatever we can do. And I mean, speaking of that, I mean, it's like your cover of Sade's Paradise there, which is really awesome, I might add. You know, those are the kind of things that we're getting right now. That's kind of replacing live music to a certain degree. Obviously, it doesn't go all the way, but I mean. You know, when was, like, how did that idea come about? And what made you choose that cover?
So the idea came just because, really, you know. We were just, like, really missing playing at the moment. And, you know, we just all got together. Once again, you know, Mark was, you know, we were working on the track. So, you know, it was a pretty inspiring moment. It still is. So, you know, just in the moment, we wanted to make some more music. So we talked to Mark, we talked to Jesse again, and as well as Daniel De Los Reyes from the Zac Brown Band. And we decided to put a little cover together. And Sade is, you know, somebody that I've always loved. My father used to play her in the car all the time when I was a kid, so I just literally grew up to her sound. And, you know, I used to play her covers live. And... with my band, and it was just great. And you know, it's also like very cool because you know, if you listen to the way the cymbals are played, there's like this sort of like swinging element to it, but it's like it's not like really like a full swing. So also Joshua was really excited about, you know, like playing the track. It's just a lot of elements that, you know, got together that made us decide to do that cover.
It's such a great version. Are you gonna use it for anything else? Are you gonna put it on an album as a bonus track or anything like that?
I'm not sure yet. I actually have, you know, like one or two covers that, one for sure, but I don't want to say it out yet. I don't want to put it out yet. But one for sure that, like, I really like that it's going to be on the record. And then I'm thinking about maybe trying a cover of Def Leppard, Love Bites, which is a ballad that I really, really like.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know about Sade. Maybe.
Maybe. You know, it's funny.
Maybe we're going for something a little more, you know, pop rock to stay in the genre for the record. But that's, I don't know, maybe we could put out like a collection of covers later in time. Why not?
Why not? I mean, you can do anything, right? You can take that Italian attitude.
Exactly. Damn right.
Yeah, no, it's funny because I mean, I was mentioning this to Brett right before we started the show that it's kind of like I never really paid too much attention to Sade myself. And I'm like, okay, this is so great. Now I want to go back and listen to her music and check out some of that because this version is so fantastic.
Okay, so if you really want to get into that, there's this live that they did. I don't remember when. I'm just kind of like checking it out right now on my phone. There's this live. I know. I'm sorry.
It's all good.
There's this live that is called. It doesn't say here, but you can find it actually on Spotify. It's a medley of Paradise and Nothing Can Come Between Us, and they did it live, and like the performance is so incredible. I highly suggest you go check it out. Like, I really love it. I could just play like over and over on a loop. It's one of those songs that I never get tired of. So
yeah.
Go check it out.
I will check that.
Well, we know what we're doing after the show then, but now you talk about the idea of like that pop rock kind of sound. So is that largely what we can expect from the album, is to be along the same vein as Bleed for Love?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're trying like to stay like in an organic realm of rock. You know, we're trying like to, as I told you, we really want, you know, guitar solos to come back. We just want a little bit of that classic rock vibe to be back. But also at the same time, you know, like coming from Italy, you know, being you know, a little younger and, you know, having my little accents and all this stuff, you know, we wanted it also for it to have like a fresh and modern approach to it. So, you know, that's the type of music that we're trying to produce. So, yeah, the record is definitely going to be pop rockish.
You know, you never ask a woman her weight or her age, but I'm going to ask your age because we were talking about it beforehand. We're like, she seems so young and she's got so many skills.
You're asking my age?
You bet.
Oh, I'm 26.
26. Oh my God. You know, you got the whole world ahead of you and you're already playing instruments. You can sing, you can play a keyboard. We've seen a guitar, you know, and, the art on your website that you have, it's beautiful art, the work that you've done. It just, I was like, are you available for commissions? Basically.
Yeah, Oh yeah. No, absolutely. Actually, I'm happy that you mentioned it. Actually, you know, everybody, if you want to go on my website, georgiavanni.com, which is spelled G-I-O-R-G-I-A. I know that that's confusing because a lot of people spell it as a state.
Yeah, definitely,
check it out. And yeah, I'm actually up for commissions for that, for like video editing now. You know, I've been getting like a lot of experience in the past month. And you know, I don't even know how to put this. I don't know how this happened in my life, but art has always been my to-go thing for everything. Like, I wrote a book that was like, 6 years ago. I wrote a little novel that was actually going to be published, but eventually I decided not to do that because it was very much about my father, and he died 6 years ago. So I decided it was like too maybe private to put it out. But you know, like, I love writing, I've always loved drawing, I've always loved music, like always, actually, you know, I started studying guitar, you know, some time back, but actually I was self-taught most of my life, you know, just playing by ear, as well as keyboards, and, you know, it's always been part of me, and I just love it. I love every little bit of it. It's great.
With this artwork, like I say, on the website is so stunning. I'm not sure how aware you are of the images on there. Is there any one? I was just wondering if there's any image that's your favorite.
Well, that's a good question. You know, there's a little bit of everything in there. I don't remember exactly what I put up. Some of the stuff I didn't put up. So right now, I don't have the list under my eyes. But you know, sometimes like I don't know. Like sometimes like you would see that like some of the drawings that I do are usually portraits. I just really love to do portraits. you know, like there's like I think like maybe one or two images of, you know, like a girl that is like particularly skinny maybe. And that's because I grew up like having an eating disorder, so that's something that like I've always cared about and that I actually would like to cover along my career, you know, like be pretty candid about it because there's a lot of people that really need help with that. And I'm actually working on, you know, on fully opening a little company that is called Eating Awareness Team, where I would like to provide, you know, people with support and as well as products, you know, to, you know, move along in their journey with eating disorder. So I think like maybe I don't know if that's image if that image is actually on the website, but that would be like maybe one that really means something to me, I think.
You're clearly a dog lover as well.
Yeah.
The one that I love actually that's on there, it's like it's a hand throwing dice in kind of a storm clouds and behind it, and I just think it's really super cool.
Okay, I'm glad that you mentioned it because that's actually the cover for the record of Seven Angels that I was telling you about earlier.
Oh,
Yeah, that's right.
nice, nice. Oh, that's
Yeah, so
wonderful.
hopefully you're gonna see it around a lot.
I hope so too. I hope so too. Also, one of the things is, you know, I was looking at, you know, again, we're looking at the website, looking for information about you, and, you know, and you come across, you have all these photos on here, and I was going, okay, we got to pick a photo for the podcast. Usually, I don't have any trouble picking it. You got so many great photos of yourself. Which one do you want us to use?
That's another good question. I wish I had the website right here with me.
I don't know. There's a couple
I
that are a little you with your guitar and the legs
the
and
racy ones,
a little racy. That's but
You know, whatever you guys like better. I think that like you would have like a way better judgment than I do. I'm very hard on myself, so.
actually, the one that I'll tell you my favorite picture is actually it's you just leaning against the wall with leaning back, sitting, leaning back against the wall. The guitar is beside you. I think that's a very poignant picture. That's the type of picture to me that speaks to a serious artist trying to make their way in the world.
Cool. Okay, cool. That's
Yes.
perfect.
So that's the picture. That's the picture. And we might put one of
Okay.
the racier ones in a little later.
Absolutely.
We gotta sell you, you know.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm interested now because of course you all this other stuff, and then there is the modeling. Like, where does the modeling like kind of fit within your life and career so far?
Well, you know, right now there hasn't been like much chance, but you know, usually it's just, you know, daily gigs. You know, something very easy. They can take, it depends, like, you know, they can take a day or depending on what you're showing up for, or they can just take a few hours. It can just be like an easy photo shooting or something like that. So, I mean, it's just really easy to manage. You know, I had a manager for a few seconds. Now I'm more focused on the music in this very moment, honestly.
Now,
Yeah.
I like because what I'm really interested in is just that concept of you being even younger and like deciding, okay, going to go for a modeling career, okay, going to go for a music career. And we've seen that you can learn and teach yourself how to do these things, but like, how did you learn and teach yourself how to kind of, you know, go find a modeling career, how to go find a music career, and how did you get, you know, here at 26 years old, which is amazing to me.
Well, I think that it's a lot of, it's a matter of, you know, I know that this is going to sound really cheesy, but it's a matter of like sometimes following your heart. I'm talking like about your gut feeling. You know, like when sometimes you just feel like something is right. You just go for it. Like, you know, the way I landed here in LA, first of all, it's a funny story because I put up on my Facebook page that was 4 years ago. I put up on my Facebook page a post about my father's death because it was his anniversary. And this stranger just kind of, you know, leaves a comment saying, I appreciate your words so much because I just lost my father. And this is actually the first time since I lost him that I was able to cry about his loss. And little did I know that that was going to be, you know, my future husband. So we talked for a little bit, you know, about each other's life, All this was happening in English, which is another thing that I kind of had to self-teach myself, because when I first got here, it was so embarrassing, guys. But I'll tell you this in a second. So we started talking, and it comes out that he's actually a music producer, and that I was doing demos on GarageBand on my iPhone. So I was able to show him something, you know, whatever that was. Anyways, recorded in the iPhone mic, but I was able to show him something. It was like, hey, would you like me to produce your stuff? You know, would you like to come up and, you know, work on it for a few weeks? And I was like, yeah, let's do it. And, you know, that took a lot of, you know, actual thinking about it. Like, you know, who's actually this person? You know, am I going to be safe? I mean, I'm going to be traveling alone. I'm going to be, you know, on my own for a few weeks with somebody that I don't really like know in person. I mean, I got, you know, the sensation that he's a very nice person, but, you know, I can't prove it. So,
yeah.
But there was that gut feeling, you know, that's going to be right for you. You just have to do it. Sometimes, like, the best thing that you can do for yourself is stepping out of your comfort zone, you know, where all the, you know, ocean of fears is. That's where you want to go, because that's where you're going to grow the most. So, you know, that's pretty much what I did. And then I got here, and I was actually doing, like, more, like, jazz stuff. And, and you know, I knew music, but in Italian. You know, we have different notes. The names are different. It would be do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si. And here is, like, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And I was just like, what the hell is going on? And Joshua was asking me, like, to play something, and I wasn't able to understand what he was asking me to do. So it's been, like, so awkward. But for, you know, for the better. It all went well, so... Yeah, so, yeah, and, you know, and same thing for, you know, the modeling that you were talking about. You know, you just, you know, there was this photographer that actually Joshua was in touch with that was looking for a substitution, because a model couldn't show up for the gig. So, you know, we thought, well, why not? You know, let's just try. So we went, and, you know, I tried it once, and, you know, it went well, so... I kind of kept doing it, and, you know, everything is just about trying it, you know, just go for it.
Well, and
that's
it,
awesome.
So that,
yeah.
That's kind of like how you fall into adventures, really, you know, like, mm-hmm. if you live your life in a room, you're never really going to see what's outside the door, you know what I mean? So it's just really that.
Sure, I've long been a proponent of the concept that, you know, the more that you get out there, the more doors will open, and it's up to you whether you're going to walk through those doors or not. And but, you know, chances are good if you do walk through those doors. I mean, you don't know if it's good or bad, but at least you know that something different and something, you know, often really exciting is going to happen. So yeah, I mean, it's fascinating to hear you talk about how you're willing to walk through those doors just in ways that you sometimes don't even consider.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Of course, like, all these words, like, need to be put in a context. I mean, you know, sometimes you also got to be, like, smart enough to see where the danger is. You know, you can't just kind of, you know, jump into situations. But I'm a little bit of a situation jumper. So whatever, just, you know, don't always follow my example. But, you know, like, 80% of the time, it's okay. 20% of the time, you kind of get, you know, you got to beat the head against the wall before you learn your lessons. But, oh, well. We all have to.
Well, now, you also mentioned that you were singing, like, kind of jazz type songs when you arrived in the U.S. So then how do you get from jazz to pop rock? Was that mainly due to Joshua and, like, talking with him?
A little bit, yes. And the truth is that I've always been a rocker. You know, I've always loved, you know, the rock from the 70s and the 80s. It's like, you know, American and English rock, and that's really like where my music taste is. And I just always felt like I wasn't able to deliver it. You know, I have kind of like a sultry lower register. So I've always felt comfortable in that, and, you know, I never, once again, you know, opened the door and stepped outside of my little comfort zone until I actually came out here and I had to just, you know, absolutely dance in the uncomfort zone. So that really was like a great starting point for growing for me. You know, there was just so much information coming to me, great musicianship, you know, incredible artists coming in and out of the studio all the time, and, you know, like people just, you know, caring about me and grooming me. It's been like so great. And, you know, I actually got to get up my guitar chops because, once again, you know, when I first came here, I was kind of like, you know, playing by ear, you know, which it's really cool to do. You know, it kind of takes out a part of yourself that is very nice, but you can't access a lot of other things, you know. So slowly my songwriting has started growing, you know, my singing has started growing, and finally I was like, damn right, I'm able to do it finally, so let's just go for it. So we literally dropped an actual entire record that we had recorded, you know, like, you know, 12 songs that were jazz, and we're probably going to get them out at some point, but not just yet. And we were just like, let's just go for it. Let's do it. And it was so great. And that's also what the song is about, you know, Bleed for Love, you know, like, just be yourself. You know, it takes time to grow, but that's fine. Just be yourself.
You know, 26 years old and already wiser than I could ever hope to be. It's but thank you, you know, for sharing all that. I think that's it's very uplifting and this type of thing that you know, I think this whole worldwide situation and everything that's gone on has taken a toll on a lot of people's you know, well-being mentally and physically. So, you know, these are the type of conversations and things that we can talk about that I think are helpful to put out there into the world.
I hope so. I really hope so. You know, the world right now needs to heal. So yeah,
Yeah,
we
absolutely.
all need to put the work and, you know, kind of inspire each other a little bit.
I think so. Well, you've inspired me more than just a little bit.
Oh, I appreciate it. I love this
Yeah.
conversation.
Well, you know, I know that we're going to be running out of time soon, but I want to know, like, one thing, like, when we do start getting back to normal, what's a live show with you going to look like?
Well, so Josh and I were talking about this streaming platform, but it's gonna be like something more like for I think that like it's gonna be like that for the live shows as well. As I mentioned, we have like a bunch of artists that are gonna come out through the label, so we're planning on probably, you know, taking out like three or four artists and like have like, you know, like a big long show with that, you know, showcases everybody a little bit. So also because, you know, most of the elements in the bands are kind of like in common, just like, you know, Mark, as I told you, Mark Slaughter is playing also on the Seven Angels, as well as Jesse Vasquez, who's the bass player that played on my work, also played on so he's actually a member of the band of Seven Angels. So, and, you know, there's this other artist, Sharon Groom, who's super talented, and, you know, a lot of people work together for a record as well. So I think that it's gonna be a pretty entertaining show. You're gonna get to get like a taste of, you know, each artist, and I think that it's gonna be like very interesting to see how that's gonna play out.
Well, and I think it's great because when you can take out a big show, then I mean, you're able to give the fans more bang for their buck. Because I mean, that's one of those cases,
Yeah.
especially right now. Afterwards, I mean, there's so
I know
much,
everybody's hurting,
yeah, so much
so.
financial hardship, right? That you need to be able to provide that and provide a release. Because I'm sure that there's going to be like this just this huge explosion of people that want to see the show, and the more that you can provide a value, then you know, of course, the better it's going
I
to
tell
be.
you, I'd be more than happy to go to a drive-in right now,
Oh yeah.
watch a show and honk my horn to signify how much I'm cheering. Just to get out there and see some music.
Yeah, I know. I know we're looking forward to that.
Yeah. So thank you. You know, let's take this opportunity. You can plug your stuff and you know, and tell everybody where to keep up with yourself and anything else that you want everybody to know, and we will thank you for keeping the spirit of, you know, hard rock, 80s style hard rock alive too, because we need some of that out there,
That's
I
right.
think.
Thank you, Brett and Mo. Absolutely. And you know, if anybody like wants to check this stuff out, actually, if you go on iTunes and you buy Bliss for Love, part of the earnings are gonna go for music education. They're gonna go for Dayglo Music Foundation through Daniel De Los Reyes from the Zac Brown Band, which I mentioned before. So please, guys, help us support our cause. And you know, you can also find everything on YouTube, Giorgio Vanni Bleed for Love, as well as Spotify, SoundCloud, and all the major platforms. So if anybody's interested, please go there.
Awesome. Well, Georgia,
I'm
I mean,
sure. I'm sure they're interested.
yeah, for sure. I mean,
Thank you so
they
much.
should be. I mean, wonderful, wonderful talent, and I know we absolutely look forward to hearing the rest of the music because "Bleed for Love" was such a great teaser, and definitely made us want more. So, thank you so much for coming on the show, and we wish you all the best in the future.
Yes.
Thank you so much, guys. I hope to talk to you again in the future. It was very
Well.
nice talking to you.
You're definitely going to hear from me at some point wanting a picture of an 80s metal band drawn for me, for you.
How
Trust
cool.
me.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to be waiting for you.
All
I'll
right.
tip you off. Don't forget.
As soon as I can, as soon as I have the money to pay you, I will do that.
All right.
Awesome.
Thank you
Thank
so
you.
much,
Thanks a
guys.
lot. All right. Bye now.
Bye.
I swear I tried in every way to keep my promise to change. Don't know if you can relate. Took a while to be myself. I can't give up on her.